is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A potential peace deal in Ukraine. Secretary of State Rubio after the long meetings ended in Saudi Arabia.
Today we made an offer that the Ukrainians have accepted, which is to enter into a ceasefire and into immediate negotiations to end this conflict in a way that's enduring and sustainable.
In turn, the U.S. will lift the pause on aid and intelligence to Ukraine. But National Security Correspondent Sam Vinograd says Russia needs to be fully on board.
Remember, Russia broke two ceasefires already in Ukraine since the conflict started. So it's not just getting them to show up to the table, but getting them to show up in a way where they're actually committed to a lasting ceasefire.
President Trump told reporters today he would likely speak to Russian President Putin this week and says he would welcome Ukrainian President Zelensky back to the White House. Ontario's premier says he will suspend the 25% electricity surcharge on three U.S. states. This after President Trump says he plans to double his tariffs on steel and aluminum to 50% for Canada. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says all the back and forth can have a big impact.
The threat of a trade war, it does impact consumer sentiment. A lot of people have anxiety when you see these headlines. And what do? They maybe spend less. And then businesses don't do as well. And then that's something that could push you into a recession.
Southwest Airlines is making a big change that will also impact your wallet. Starting late in May, they'll start to charge for checked bags.
It really is sad that they would be doing this. Yeah. I think it's going to impact a lot of people.
There are some exceptions, says our Chris Van Cleve.
Only Southwest's most elite A-list preferred flyers and those booking its priciest business select fares will get two free checked bags. A-list members, Southwest credit card holders, and select customers will get one free checked bag. Everyone else has to pay up.
Southwest is also ending its open seat policy by next year. Well, it is hard to believe, but it's been 5 years since the World Health Organization declared COVID a pandemic.
Dr. Saman Ahmed treated critical care cases at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City, where refrigerated trucks were used to hold the bodies.
I've never seen so much tragedy in a short period of time.
Dr. Ashish Jha, White House COVID-19 coordinator under President Biden, says,
I would argue we are absolutely better prepared today than we were 5 years ago.
COVID shut down life as we knew it. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
At an event at the White House this afternoon, President Trump played down fears of a recession. He also dismissed the steady run of losses on Wall Street, saying the sell-off does not concern me. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow with a look at headlines. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. We'll update that story at the bottom of the hour. Another report will follow. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage in Wisconsin is, giving us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. That, along with low pay and low rates of diversity, seem to be problems statewide, according to a recent survey. And in the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election, seeking a $1.5 million tax levy increase to continue to pay for those positions. The city is hosting community listening sessions throughout March to give residents a chance to learn more about the need for the referendum and allow them to ask questions. Tonight, 5:30 is the first at the Humble Park Community Center at 2200 Blaine Avenue, then again March 18th at 5:30. You can get news at the top and bottom of every hour, and of course, we have it on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Seattle Mariners 7-5 in Cactus League action. Christian Yelich, coming off back surgery, delivered a home run.
Each year you feel different, or your swing's a little bit different, and you just have to prepare yourself with what you got that year and make it the best version of, you know, yourself and go compete and see what happens.
Up next, the Brewers face the Cubs. NFL free agency. Packers signing two players. 49ers offensive guard Aaron Banks, 6'5", 325 pounds. It's a four-year deal worth $77 million. He'll play left guard. Elgton Jenkins will move to center. Josh Myers is a free agent. On defense, the Packers adding defensive back Nate Hobbs from the Raiders. A four-year contract worth $48 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing T.J. Slayton to the Bengals. The defensive lineman getting a two-year deal worth just over $15 million. Bucks on the road tonight in Indy against the Pacers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs climbing to the low 40s. We've got a crisp northeast breeze, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine. And that stays the case for the rest of the week, too. Highs tomorrow will be like today, and we get a little warmer, rising to near 50 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rowell. Currently, it's 39.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Diane Carlson is here. Hey, Diane.
Hey.
Diane is the executive director of the Racine Arts Council and always talks about terrific things in the community regarding the arts. And what do you have for us today?
Well, on Saturday night, Gene's Jazz Series returns to Racine Theater Guild stage. They have a one-night-only performance by Extra Crispy Brass Band, which is just super fun to say. Extra Crispy is a regional favorite, especially well-known in Milwaukee, and they focus on New Orleans-style brass band music. Mm. Extra Crispy Brass Band covers a wide range of music, from the early 1900s classics to modern funk, along with traditional works in the style of Louis Armstrong. And they will be at the Theater Guild on Saturday night, March 15th at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $20 for adults, $18 for seniors. And as always, tickets and details are on the website at racinetheater.org.
Theater with an R-E, not an E-R.
You got it.
All right, racinetheater.org. When you were talking about that, it took me back. Boy, this would have been 11 years ago, I think. We chaperoned my son's high school choir trip to New Orleans. And one of the things we did is we went to Preservation Hall where they play, you know, the New Orleans style jazz that you were talking about. And oh my gosh, was that fun. What a fun night. So I'm sure this is going to be a fun, fun evening for folks this Saturday night.
Maybe no Mardi Gras beads like you may add, but it should be a good one.
All right. RacineTheater.org is the website. That's Diane Carlson. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
And so slow. Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you. A brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
Got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. He took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know that you don't
tug on Superman's cape? You don't spin into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Jim Crow.
Fauci. You don't mess around with Jim. WRJN. Don't you love these timeless hits? You know who loves these timeless hits is Dan Marcus. He's on weekdays, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. And he's also got some great interviews with some of these artists on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. And you can check that out at his website, danmarcuswaxmuseum.com. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. Well, maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, the world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
too.
Yeah, but I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Sam Cooke and Wonderful World on WRJN. Well, how much food are we wasting? Are you sitting down? According to a report from the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, every year nearly 1.3 billion tons of food ends up in landfills. That's close to $1 trillion worth of food.
I am a rock, I am an island. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha, or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. In the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election and will seek $1.5 million tax levy to increase to continue to pay for the positions. The fire department received city approval to apply for the staffing for adequate fire and emergency grants 3 years ago to help address cuts made during the COVID pandemic. The Racine Fire Department says funding for the three-year grant will expire March 2026, currently funded by the federal grant. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure federal program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin.
And that's news on WRJN. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour and online on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs climbing to the low 40s. We've got a crisp northeast breeze, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine. And that stays the case for the rest of the week, too. Highs tomorrow will be like today, and we get a little warmer, rising to near 50 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Oh, show and tell, it's just a game I play when I want.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. By the way, today's useless fact is about Bob Ross. You know who Bob Ross is? He was that gentle guy with the big hair who did painting on television. Anyway, today's useless fact is Bob Ross was once a drill sergeant in the U.S. Air Force. Can you picture him screaming at his cadets? Bob Ross also learned to paint in the Air Force. It's where he saw mountains with snow for the first time, and that's where he got his love of painting.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, reshell my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought.
The ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change.
bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Local news, timeless hits from Otis Redding on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. A reminder that we have now partnered with the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission and their Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads. And we just announced this month's focus, which is highway work zone safety. You know you're going to be seeing those orange barrels here pretty soon. It's the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission and WRJN promoting safety.
I have wandered through this world
Jackson Browne, Dr. My Eyes, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Have you signed up yet for the new weekly WRJN newsletter? You can do that at WRJN.com. Now, the newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses, also has tips on marketing and advertising. All you need to do is sign up for free at WRJN.com.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
WRJN. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me?
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm enjoying this weather. I don't know about you. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, sunny and 43. Thursday, sunny and 49.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Thinking. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A potential deal to end the Ukraine-Russia war. CBS's Holly Williams is in Kyiv.
Ukraine has agreed to a U.S. proposal to implement a 30-day interim ceasefire, though, of course, that requires Russia's agreement as well.
We're going to take the offer to them. We're going to tell them this is what's on the table. Ukraine is ready to stop shooting and start talking. And now it'll be up to them to say yes or no.
More immediately, the U.S. has agreed to lift the pause on intelligence sharing and the delivery of military aid to Ukraine.
President Trump told reporters today he would welcome Zelensky back to the White House and would likely speak to Russian President Putin this week.
Hopefully, President Putin will agree to that also, and we can get this show on the road.
While 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum kick in tomorrow for Canada, the president decided not to double them after Ontario Premier Doug Ford backed down on its planned surcharges on electricity sold to three U.S. states.
Rather than going back and forth and having threats to each other, we have both agreed, let cooler heads prevail. We need to sit down and move this forward.
Clock is ticking in Washington to avert a government shutdown. The Republican-led House plans to vote later today on a stopgap measure to keep it funded beyond Friday. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We can do it on our own. But what I'm saying is Democrats ought to do the responsible thing, follow their own advice in every previous scenario, and keep the government open.
Federal investigators just issued two urgent